shoes too. She got a pocketbook full of everything we'll never use. But she looks real good, if I do say so, on the open road. We got the ragtop down and the radio up, and there's rubberneckers hanging out of every truck. But I can't blame them, 'cause baby takes her toll on the open road. There's 100 million miles of blacktop coming at the speed of sound. She's flying right by the police, ain't nothing gonna slow her down. She's bona fide, she's a number one. And we smile through every mile, we make every single one. She's the queen of style, so sweet and bold on the open road. Get home on the open road. 'Cause there's 100 million miles of blacktop humming at the sweetest sound. She's flying right by the police, ain't nothing gonna slow her down. She's bona fide, she's a number one. And we smile through every mile, we make every single one. She's the queen of style, so sweet and bold on the open road. On the open road. On the open road.
In the open road. Track, kind of a summery sort of song. Hopefully it drives us that way, getting warmer and nicer. Written by Lee Gibson and performed by the Gibson Brothers from their, this is an older record of theirs from 2003. The album's called Bonafide, and we heard there the open road. Really, really love this groove, a nice message. Some great bass work there by Mike Barber, who's been with them now for, I think, I want to say 26, 27 years now. He's been playing with the Gibson Brothers for long time, and that's something to be said for the three of them getting along for this time, all this time. So great for them. The Open Road from the Gibson Brothers. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun is the program you're listening to this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations. So glad you are along with us here on the broadcast today. We have some great old music and some new music pulled out, and I think we're going to, in advance of the St. Patrick's Day celebration this coming Tuesday, thought we would spin some Irish and some Scottish music and some songs and tunes coming up here a little bit later in the broadcast. So we hope you can stay close. Talk about our days and share a few rounds. After the
what can I do?
Side to spare.
sunset sea. There'll be room to spare as we enter there. Room for you and room for me. For the gates are wide on the other side.
When you love someone.
And this is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University.
I'm ungrateful for the call. We let so much time go by that I can't help but wonder why it is I never hear from you at all. I'm not saying who's to blame. We're alike but not the same, and I believe you meant the words you said. Somehow I believe it's true that part of me belongs to you, and that's the part that hasn't let go yet. It ain't like I don't know what I'm supposed to do, 'cause it's a broken road that don't lead back to you. I can't seem to navigate the road ahead, and I can't turn around and go back home instead. So when you call, I'll still pick up the phone, 'cause you can't stop a fool from holding on. Again, as if I ever could, I'll play the helpless fool again and let you pull me right back in and say you're really gone for good. It ain't like I don't know what I'm supposed to do, 'cause it's a broken road that don't lead back to you. I can't seem to navigate the road ahead, and I can't turn around and go back home instead. So when you call, I'll still pick up the phone, 'cause you can't stop a fool from holding on. Can't turn around and go back home instead. So when you call, I'll still pick up the phone, 'cause you can't stop a fool from holding on. No, you can't stop a fool from holding on.
And music from Volume 5, from their release For Those Who Care to Listen, which we hope you do each week here on these public radio stations. A track called You Can't Stop a Fool from Holding On. Kelly Kingery and Craig Market original. Always interested to know what Craig Market is writing. He's one of the really great contemporary songwriters in the business today. Writes some great ballads and some sort of up-tempo numbers like You Can't Stop a Fool from Holding On. So Volume 5. And in front of that, the latest from Darren and Brooke Aldridge and their Rounder release, their debut for Rounder called Inner Journey. And they are covering here a Bryan Adams tune, yes, that Bryan Adams, along with Michael Arnold Kamen and Gretchen Peters. They composed a tune called When You Love Someone from Darren and Brooke Aldridge. And in front of that, we celebrated Norman Blake's 82nd birthday. He turned 82 this past week. Hard to believe, but he's still making music. Just not as much of it out on the road anymore, but I think he still plays a lot every day at home with his wife Nancy and maybe locally. But I wanted to celebrate his birthday just because he's such an iconic figure and has been making music since probably the late 60s when he got out of the service and immediately went and recorded with Bob Dylan, and they made Nashville Skyline, and then subsequently going with Johnny Cash, Johnny and June, and working with them for a while, and then really kind of where his career sort of blossomed and really opened up was when he participated in the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's Will the Circle Be Unbroken record, that kind of really kicked his career off, and he made some solo records, and we heard a couple of tracks from those records. There's a really great compilation out on Rounder, 19 tracks. That's called Norman Blake Old Ties, and this covers a fair amount of his recordings for the Rounder label, we heard him covering the great A.P. Carter's 50 Miles of Elbow Room, which originally appeared on his Blind Dog release from 1988. And then in front of that, thought we would visit his solo debut, yeah, I guess this was his solo debut, for the Rounder label, Rounder 0012. So this was the 12th record in their catalog from 1971. And this is just an amazing record. I never tire of listening to this. It's mostly him, but sometimes he's accompanied by the great Tut Taylor on dobro. But we heard him on the classic fiddle tune Cattle in the Cane, showed off his guitar chops on Cattle in the Cane. And in front of that, brand new music from the Steel Drivers. They have a brand new record out called Bad for You. And I think this is going to do well for them. They have a new singer, Calvin Damrell, and he certainly has the vocal chops that fit into the Steel Drivers wheelhouse. And we heard a Karen Kane, Raina Gellert composition called 12 O'Clock Blues from Bad for You. And the Gibson Brothers got us underway from a record from the early 90s. I'm sorry. The early 2000s from Sugar Hill. The album's called Bonafide, and we opened up with a nice little summer tune called The Open Road. Well, Homespun's a program you're listening to, and I said at the top of the broadcast today that, of course, St. Patrick's Day, the St. Paddy's Day celebration, probably already has started for some people, I think, but officially it kicks off on Tuesday. And my guess, maybe it carries for a couple of days after that. I'm sure there are places in the world where St. Patrick's Day is celebrated all week long. But I thought I would get a little jump start on the Tuesday celebration by pulling out and playing some Irish and some Scottish music here today and some general Celtic music. It's always fun to visit some of that music. I don't very often, partly because the Thistle and the Shamrock precedes Homespun here on these public radio stations each week. But I'm going to break tradition and play some music for you this afternoon from the Celtic tradition. And I thought we would kick it off with a recording which I always loved to play from because it's just got some great music, and I think this one sort of launched them a little bit into the world's eye. And I speak of the great ambassadors to Ireland, the Chieftains, and they made a number of records that were just numbers, you know, Chieftains 1, Chieftains 2, and they got up to Chieftains 5, and I think this is the one that kind of broke them out a little bit. And so I thought we would start with this one. This is a great tune from the Chieftains 5 called The Timpan Reel.
Come all ye true sons of Erin, attend to these few nimble lines. Sing you a song about spinning, it was a good trade in its time. Some the spun worsted in yarn, and others the spun flax and tow. By experience, my friend, you can learn how the wheels of the world, how they go. William Pent, he was a great spinner, and so was Lord Castlereagh. They spun the union for Ireland to England, the ship that away. Poor Pent spun out his existence and took a long trip on a boat. Lord Castlereagh saved the distance by cutting the rim of his throne. Napoleon, he was a great spinner, he freedom did always advance. Deserts and high lofty mountains, he marched the brave sons of France. Old Wellington, he went a-spinning, his wheels, they were at Waterloo. If Grouchy had never been bribed, the French would have split them in two. John Mitchell, a true son of Erin, declared that a spinner he'd be. He set all the wheels in motion, his dear native land to set free. But John Bull, that crafty old tyrant, the spinning he was fully bent. To Van Diemen's land, the sons of old Ireland were sent. The factory owners are spinning, their wheels are turning away. Now they are wanting their hands to work 13 hours a day. They don't give a thing for the poor, they heed not their sighs or their moans. Don't give a pin if you work till you spin all the flesh off your bones. The rich, they are all famous spinners, of that we are all very sure. They're always contriving a scheme to crush down the rights of the poor. If you're compelled to go spinning, let each of your spindles be steel. Let liberty then be your motto, and glory will turn your big wheel. Thank you.
all of you colliers who work down the mines, from Scotland to South Wales, from Teesdale to Tyne. I'll sing you a song of a pound a week rise, and the men who were fooled by the government's lies. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. Now in 1960, just a few years ago, the mine workers' leaders to Lord Robins did go. We work very hard and every day we risk our lives. We ask you here and now for a pound a week rise. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. And it's up spoke Lord Robins, he made this decree. Now when the output arises, then what he you I will agree to raise up all of your wages and to give to you fair play. I was once a miner, I worked hard in my day. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. Those miners, they went home, they worked hard and well, their lungs filled with coal dust in the bosom of hell. The output rose by 15-18% and more. And when 2 years had passed and gone, it rose above a score. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week to get the hard-won prize, to ask Lord Robins for their pound a week rise. Robins wouldn't give a pound, he wouldn't give 10 bob. He gave them 7 and 6 and said, get back to your jobs. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. You colliers, take heed what I say. Don't believe the coal board when they say they'll give fair play. They'll tell you to work hard to make the output rise. You'll get pie in the sky instead of a 1 pound rise. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, if that does not put you in the mood for St. Patrick's Day, you might want to check your pulse a little bit and go to the doctor tomorrow. Some great, really great jigs to finish out the set of music here on Homespun today from the band that was always very near and dear to my heart, because I think they really, really, next to the Chieftains, really introduced me to Irish music in general, and the fun it can be had when you hear it live. And I speak of the band The Danann, and they're recording, I think this is from the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, called The Star Spangled Molly. And this incarnation featured there the great Jackie Daly on accordion, Alec Finn on bouzouki, Frankie Gavin playing the fiddle, Johnny Ringo McDonald on boron, and Charlie Piggott on the banjo. And we didn't get to her on this particular record, but we might get to her from her solo records. Maura O'Connell is the vocalist on the Star Spangled Molly. And we heard there Conlon's jig, Patrick O'Keefe's Head of Cabbage and the Boys of Milan from The Danann. And in front of that, another one of my all-time favorite Celtic records. This is just a barn burner of an album when it came out, from Liz Carroll and John Doyle's double play release. We heard John and the vocal work, some great fiddle work from Liz on a track that John learned from Dick Goggin called A Pound a Week Rise from their double play release. And in front of that, we heard from the Boys of the Lock, and they're recording from 1980 called Regrouped, simply because at this particular point, Robin Morton had left the original band, and Dave Richardson's brother Titch had come to join the band, hence the title Regrouped. And we heard some jigs from them, Owen Hackett's The King's Favorite in the Rocking Chair from the Boys of the Lock. And in front of that, a singer who was on the Regrouped record, but I want to turn to one of his, if not maybe his only solo record that I know of, and the great Irish singer Len Graham, and a recording that that he made for the Advent label called Do Me Justice. And we heard one of his, a song from this called The Wheels of the World. And the Chieftains got us underway from the Chieftains 5, and a opening track called The Timpan Reel from the Chieftains. And a couple of things that I believe are still happening, you know, with the ever-changing world that we live in, live music has been postponed or canceled in the last couple of weeks. So you might want to check on these things before the day appears. And this one in particular, as far as I know, I think it's still happening. It's happening tonight at 7 o'clock in the evening at Osabal Artisan Village in downtown Grayling, 219 Michigan Avenue in downtown Grayling. They welcome in guest Blackthorn to kind of kick off the St. Paddy's Day weekend. And you can probably go to artisanvillage.org to check on that show, to be sure, before you go out to it. It begins at 7 o'clock tonight. And also coming up the following Sunday on the 22nd, the Flint Folk Music Society presents Aoife Scott, a great Irish, very talented singer and player. She's going to be appearing Sunday, March 22nd at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Unitarian Church in Flint. And you can go to flintfolkmusic.org on the net for that. flintfolkmusic.org. Check that out. Again, make sure that the show is actually happening. Like I say, some shows recently have been postponed in relationship to the coronavirus. So I want to make sure that if you can go out and support those, please do, because it's an important time. We're going to continue and finish out the hour with one of the great singers of Irish music and one of his most famous tunes. This is The Lakes of Pontchartrain from the great Paul Brady.
It was on one bright March morning I bid New Orleans adieu. And I took the road to Jackson Town, my fortune to renew. I coursed all foreign money, no credit could I gain, which filled my heart with longing for lakes of Pontchartrain. Well, I stepped on board of a railroad car beneath the morning sun. I rode the rods till evening, and I laid me down again. All strangers there, no friends to me, till a dark girl towards me came. And I fell in love with a Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. I said, me pretty Creole, me money here's no good. And if it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the wood. You're welcome here, kind stranger. Our house is very plain, but we never turn a stranger out on the banks of Pontchartrain. She took me in to her mammy's house, and she treated me right well. The hair upon her shoulders in jet black ringlets fell. To try to paint her beauty, I'm sure would be in vain. So handsome was my Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. Well, I asked her if she'd marry me. She said this could never be, for she had got a lover, and he was far at sea. She said that she would wait for him, true she would remain, till he'd return to his Creole girl by the lake of Pontchartrain. So fare thee well, me bonny young girl, I never may see you more, but I'll ne'er forget your kindness in the cottage by the shore. And at each social gathering, a flowing glass I'll drain, and I'll drink a health to me Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain.
Great songs in the Irish tradition. The Lakes of Pontchartrain, recorded here and sung by the great Paul Brady. Always one of my favorite song interpreters, if you will. He certainly knows of what he does and how he does it, and still making music today. The Lakes of Pontchartrain. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun is the program you've been listening to this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We're kind of winding up here on the broadcast, and I'm tipping the cap to you and raising my glass and hope you are well and continue to be so. And we all want you to continue on whenever you can and however you can. Thanks so much for listening in. You take care of yourselves now. You have a good afternoon and a safe week. We're going to go out with some more music from the great Liz Carroll.